for coming this morning. Class is going to be, or listen to some good lessons. Class is going to be more practical. It's actually on how you can serve in the church. Practical things. Now, I have to admit, and if you read the lesson, you'll see that when the elders first asked me, they said they want you to speak on how I serve the church as I mature. I thought, well, shouldn't they be asking an older lady to do that? She said, thank you. And he just looked at me for a minute, and he hit me. Yeah. So it's kind of a matter of perspective. All relative to when you're maturing and how old you are, feel like you can start serving when you stop serving. One day I was talking to my grandmother on the telephone, who was in, you have to understand my grandmother, she didn't mind complaining at all. Still living by herself, very active. She would have pictures over for lunch. She would clean the church building. She would do, able to do everything. But she was fussing about the young women at church who weren't doing anything. They weren't doing their share of work. Just going on and on about it. And then she ended the tirade by saying, and there's not a thing wrong with these women. They're not a day over 65. Well, I thought she was talking about women in their 20s. But from her perspective, younger women were. So it's kind of a matter of perspective, older and more mature. I'm going to start talking about things that, as you mature, as you grow. First of all, if you follow along in the book, please don't ever say there's nothing. God designed the church. There are vital roles for men and women. It says that men and women are one in Christ, Galatians 3:28. Didn't say they are equal, different. They are one in function, together as one. We could start with one thing, and I couldn't decide if I should do this or not. I'm going to. I have a bad knee right now. Problems with migraine. I've got lots of stuff that now that I'm the body of Christ. Girl over here is other body. So has a broken knee, we'll say. She has basically the same problems I do. To the doctor. Those are all wonderful things that you need to do. And they're very kind, good works to do. But are you helping the body of Christ grow by doing that? Not if she is not the body of Christ. Body of Christ, first of all, before stands that. To be a Christian in order to help the church grow. That basic assumption that everybody already knows that. I want to get that out on the table. First of all, if you're not part of the church. You need to be a part of the church. You need to do what it takes to become part of the church to help the church grow. God has given women in the church not roles of leadership, given them roles of teaching, evangelizing, good works, service, hospitality, helping, spreading the gospel. I could end this real quickly by saying, what you need to do, that title of this sermon, off. How will I serve the church as I mature? Start practicing now, right now, at your age. That's how you will help it as you mature. That would be the answer. We could get up and go. But I've got quite a few more still, so we can't stop there. But basically, that is the answer. Start now while you're young, active. There are things that Christian women, young and old, can do to make the church grow. First thing you can do is study. We're not going to look at all of the verses because for time's sake, someone turn to First. It's their first start in. First, did I mean to put up there? Find 2 Timothy 2:15. Diligence, present yourselves to God, approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Have you ever had a Bible class teacher and you thought, wow, how did she know all of that? Or a man, and man, how did he learn all that? I wish I knew as much as they. I wish I could just turn to that verse just like that. They didn't do that. Learn that overnight. It took years and years of study. And that's the first thing you've got to do is study. Study to be able to learn the scripture. That will help you grow personally and the church grow. Good works. We find this in several places. I wonder how many of those I have wrong. Try Acts 9:36. Okay, this is about Tabitha.
Her name was Dorcas. She was full of good works and charitable deeds, which John tells about how she got sick, she died, and all the other women came and stood around and were showing all the things she had done, the garment she had made, all the good deeds she had done. That's something you can do. That's something you start doing now. Doesn't mean you have to sew. Start doing good deeds now while you are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Then by the time you are 40, 45, 50, as you mature, it'll be a habit. You don't wait and think, well, these are things I'll learn to do as I go. Start now. But now, and you're full of good workers. Third one. I don't think we realize how important the 5-6 things. Other people are glorified when they... It encourages other people when they... let's go ahead and look at Romans 1:12, too. By the faith of both of these people. Volunteers.
Not unless she has been a wife, she has brought up children, she has lodged, trained, she has washed the saints, she is diligently...
Like someone that encouraged... Well, I don't know what to do. What do you do to increase it? Most of the cards that we were receiving, the encouragement that we got from those cards that didn't came not just from adults, young kids that would make a Bible verse on it. Is there anybody in here that couldn't do that? That's an encouraging... What about praying for someone? That encouraged people... I wanted to see was Paul and actually pray for me, and that was a big encouragement. That pray and all kinds of things, pray to, especially those that are weak. What happens to them? They get stronger. Exactly. They grow. What happens to you? And so everyone is growing because you are taking the time. There's something that really in that 5 minutes to write something on a card and stick a stamp on our child helps it take. That kind of thing to encourage. Very little time. The cycle grow and they help you. It doesn't take anything big. We had people bring all the food. And that's the southern thing. So I get sick, you take them food. Yeah. In our freezer. Especially when Steve could. Knowing that they did that. Other things people did. I could give you a little encouragement. The strength that we got from that. Knowing they were thinking about us. You can do things like that, or physically, all different ways. And by doing it, you feel stronger, and it helps them. And they talk to others about Jesus. Anybody in here that can't do this, I didn't say, is there anybody that finds it hard to do? Is there anybody that can't do it? It is hard to do something. You can do it. We have some little cards now that have side on them, the address and the times of our time. Open to go to other churches. That don't have something like that. Yes, if they have elders, to be somebody a note or invite them to church. We talk to others about Jesus. Mark 6:16. Others, Matthew 28:5. We're to teach children. It's like they soak up knowledge, a lot from them too. Often so, but you learn a lot from them. But we can teach children joyful, all kinds of verses. Our book of Philemon, trying to get through this in her. Now, there are reasons. Sometimes people don't feel. Sometimes they're really making an effort to they don't feel. Something the Lord commands us to. That'll make the church go stronger. Anytime, help the church grow stronger. Do that now at your age. Do it when you're 75.
Don't end up being, not do anything.
Back.
Anybody else take over everything there is. Start practicing now. Very difficult to do. And us. God's word.
Doing it now,
since we should be. Art, I want you to give me do as a mature Christian that you can't do now. 5 things that a mature Christian can do that you have a pencil, if I need a pencil. 5 things you can do now. Do that in a hurry. Then list 10 things you could do growing Christ and make the church. It's fine to use some of the things we've already talked about on that list. Off the top of your head. I'm guessing that the second list is the 2, 3 through 5. Older women, likewise, they be first not given to much wine, teachers. Something that older women are to do, to teach younger women. So this is a role that as a young Christian, not your role to teach young wives. That's a good point, okay? Okay, that's one of the things older women, I'm not sure that they're in.
Sometimes you have it. Don't happen. This is something specific.
Older women.
Sometimes younger women
talk about love.
It's what First Corinthians 13
about loving our husband.
About love passages.
About relying on experience and Bible knowledge.
Saying you don't have any. I know you've got a lot of you have a lot of Bible knowledge and experience.
Or Bible knowledge.
But I was talking about always rely on your own not to understand
about
now, even if you were married, could
anybody think of anything else?
What the Bible says about it.
Personal experience.
That relates to what the
okay.
Now list 10 things that you can do as a young person that help you grow in Christ and make the church stronger.
Talk to others about Jesus.
Talk to, but the
advantage of the opportunities you have.
All right. What else?
Pray.
Very good.
Visit people.
Visitate. Joyful.
We've already
stopped you from doing all these things.
What are some things that stop you from doing all of this?
Is everybody in here doing every one of these things?
What?
Like stepping outside our comfort.
Finally,
the command to be friendly.
Well,
so be friendly so you can get to know that first.
The Bible talk about greet
too. 2 John 14 and Titus 3:15.
Okay.
The rest of the time, it's going to be a little hard.
I think I'll have it.
Okay. Now, we're not going to talk about, we read part of Titus 2:3-5, and our context is maturing and growing as a Christian. Now, as you mature, most of you, well, not all of you, but most of you will have children, and not all of you. Most of the things we've looked at are commands.
Faithful to talk to others about.
Talked about assembly.
I want us to look at this.
Older women likewise. They be reverent in behavior.
Children.
Be good, obedient to
them. I'm not going to spend time discussing whether or not
as wife and mother.
But everyone's version says something at home.
So everyone has a responsibility to do those things. Whether you're working outside the home or you're a
stay-at-home mom or you're not.
You're still responsible for those things.
It has to be done at home.
Girl works full-time outside the home.
Part-time.
Okay.
She has the same responsibilities of this command.
They may go about fulfilling them differently, but she has the same command to
do.
We've talked a lot about a lot of commands.
I want you to do
question in Christ. Plan ahead. It doesn't happen by accident.
Never going to happen by accident.
I'm just going to wake up one day, hide, and all the women were standing crying because she
it doesn't just happen by accident
that you're 5-7 years old and
exactly what the Lord wants.
Happen by accident.
So,
what we're going to do is look, and I want to make a point here. I'm not going to say, this is wrong, this is right.
The page that says, here is the list of things you are not only expected but indirectly required to do under your command to manage the house.
Some of them are under the command to manage the house, but part of them are your just command.
Pray, personal Bible study, visit the sheets,
prepared to teach Bible classes, visit widows, clean the house, do laundry,
children, get the children up, feed them, ready,
get them ready to school,
take to school, eat lunch, pick up after school.
Clean the dishes, help the children with homework, get children ready for bed,
be in a great mood, and spend quality time with your husband.
Look for and find a box of summer clothes,
feathers by sending cards,
teach others God's will.
Now,
chart doesn't show up as well as it does on your page. The top half of your page
divided.
List of things you need to
do. First chart at the top of the page.
Getting in all these things.
Like pray.
Okay?
Now you don't necessarily have to have, you know, a dollar slot to pray.
You know, just trail.
Fill in this chart.
Then you're gonna get these things.
Let's pretend you have two children.
Okay.
Second and fourth grade.
Maturing along in life.
Say you're 26, 27.
Okay, 30.
30.
Start.
Every day of the week.
I didn't put that on the list.
I told it.
Sunday.
Remember, you're going to be happy while you're doing all these.
It includes ball practice and piano lessons
or other running around.
I have to pick up children after school and take to practice.
Oh, okay.
And I have to just take to practice.
Just one practice?
Okay.
No, just one practice.
I didn't list everything that we wanted. I tried to get a good, all the things that we've talked about, that as a Christian, things that are included, home. Because whether you're working outside the home or not working outside the home. Also, very important one, eye to eye with you on what God expects is talk about those things. Okay, we're going to stop for just a minute, and let me show you, I want you to kind of look at the bottom chart, bottom of the page. This person works 9 to 5 every day, bottom half of the page. Work out 9 to 5 every day, because hard to do is, I'm not saying it can't be done. My point is, you have to plan, starting today, right now. Where you want to live, I'm a Christian, by yourself, start doing the kind of things that you need. That's your future. And if it's going to be working outside of the home, about all the things God has, don't pick someday. Time to do God's. God expects you to work. So put them on the bottom half. That's really kind of hard to do. It is. But the point I wanted to make is that it's very hard to do everything God wants us to do. And God comes first.
Jobs don't ever come first.
I've worked outside the home. I think I'm beating up on working outside the home. January through April, every year, I work outside the home. Doing time, frustrated, I'm angry, what I need to do. Doesn't happen by accident.
Tell the church, 75, I'm going to be that woman that I see, that woman that I listen to her if I'm in the ladies' class and pop off those Bible verses, what I'm going to be. What I have to do to get there. Above all, what I have to do to accomplish all of this. I do this. Myself, I will encourage us for them, for everything you've got to get done. It is a got to get done. It's a commandment that God gives that we do these things.
For our family,
help our example that we need to. Also part of that. Learning how family unit works, showing them better. Showing that, yes, okay, I'm outside the home, just that this time set aside to work with you on that when I get home. Okay? So you've got that plan. Now, how to get organized. Bible class. Got that time planned in there. You're making your writing your own material, working all. You're able to start looking at to work for that. It doesn't last because it's not every month before then. But what? If I don't start working it in now, where am I going to work it in? I've got to plan the thing God desires for me.
I've got something out here, good stuff. But this is more practical, I think, and applied more to what you can do to help the church grow. It's make yourself.